Good evening and welcome to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. Got a Bible question? Wondering what to make of current events? Call now at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. Now open your Bibles, open your minds, and join in the conversation with your Late Night Live host, Pastor Al Davis.
Well, good evening. Welcome to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. We'll be with you until midnight tonight, and I hope you'll stick with us. And if you've got a question about the Bible or current events in light of God's Word, you can give us a call tonight, 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. But I do need to let you know that if you call in tonight, we'll have to have you on hold for a little bit because we have some guests that are going to be joining us. We got a special program planned for tonight. And so in the first half hour here, we're going to be talking about something. And so just let you know if you call in. We'll pick you up in the last half of the program. And, of course, we welcome our listeners in Tampa that are joining us and our listeners in Akron, Cleveland area, Northeast Ohio, are hopefully holding on with us. And we started last week with a second hour, which actually comes before our current hour. We're now on from 10 till midnight in northeastern Ohio. And then, of course, we pick up Tampa at 11 o'clock, which was our time in the past. We were on merely from 11 o'clock until midnight. But now we're on 10 to midnight. So if you're not in an area where you can hear us in the 10 to 11, you can find us online at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. And you can listen to past programs there. You can listen to both hours of the program. And you can also listen to our half-hour program that's on Friday afternoons in Northeast Ohio at livewithpastoral.com. And you can find that program if you're in Northeast Ohio on AM 1220 The Word at 1:30 on Friday afternoons. And mentioning that because coming up this Friday, which will be November 25th, the day after Thanksgiving, I have a program planned with author and historian Bill Federer, who's going to be talking about the Pilgrims and the first Thanksgiving. And that's going to be this Friday, November 25th at 1:30. And we'll have that online eventually so that you can listen to that as well. Hopefully we'll have that online by Friday at the latest as well. We'll get that on pretty quick. And in the meanwhile, I want you to join us tonight. Check us out online, as I said, livewithpastoral.com. And you can also link to our home church, Richfield Bible Baptist Church. There's also a number of articles and things that I've written there. And you can check them out, listen to past programs. But tonight, we have a special program lined up. We got some guests that are joining us. They're waiting right now. We are going to be talking about something that I think is kind of neat. It is the God Bless the USA Bible, and it is a project of Hugh Kirkpatrick and Michael Goldstein. Now, some of our listeners are familiar with Michael Goldstein. He used to be here in northeastern Ohio. He's now in Arizona, and then Hugh Kirkpatrick's in Nashville. So, Hugh, Michael, welcome to the program tonight.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for having me.
Hey, we're glad to have you guys with us here tonight. And it's not quite as late for you. Let's see, Hugh, you're in Nashville. You're, what, an hour behind us. So I guess it's 10 o'clock for you, right?
And yes, sir, that's correct.
Yeah, and Michael, you're out in Arizona near Phoenix, and you're 2 hours behind us, I believe. So if anybody falls asleep, I've got the excuse. 11 o'clock. But hey, and also, Hugh, I want to thank you for sending me a copy of this Bible. I've got it in the studio right now, holding it in my hand, the God Bless the USA Bible. I took it to church today, and everybody loved it. It's really well done in terms of its visual appeal, and it feels good. It's not leather, but it has a nice feel to it. And so we're going to get into this. I guess we'll just kind of jump in. Hugh, Michael, whichever one wants to go first, where did this idea come from, and what is this? What makes this different than other Bibles?
Michael, do you want me to jump in? Well, I don't know if Michael's there. So
I'm not hearing Michael myself. So
okay, Pastor Al. This started about 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
We had the idea. I met with Lee Greenwood, super guy. Lee is a Christian. He's a patriot. And we were chatting about the situation that was happening in the country at the time. We had mm-hmm. a lot of the statues were coming down. The movement, the woke culture was happening. And it was everybody that was Christian was being called homophobic, racist, nationalist. And so we started looking at what was happening, and we did some surveys asking people if they had ever read the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they've seen pictures of it, or if they've ever read the Declaration. And so we started understanding that most people have never read it.
Right.
Completely read it. They don't know what's in it. So we thought, well, they don't know that. They don't know what about the Bill of Rights. So we put the Bill of Rights in it.
Mm-hmm.
And so we started looking at why the founding fathers and the founders of America and the Pilgrims and the Puritans and why they leaned on the Holy Scripture and the King James Version for inspiration and guidance. They had access to other texts. They had access to the Quran, the I Ching,
mm-hmm.
the Epic of Gilgamesh. They had a lot of things they could pull from. And they chose to use divinely inspired scripture as the foundation for this country.
Mm-hmm.
So we thought it'd be wise to put it together in one volume. We did not add or delete from the King James Version. It's the full Bible.
Mm-hmm.
But behind the Bible, where you might normally find a map or a concordance, you have America's founding documents.
Right.
So that we can pass this on as an heirloom so that someday when we're all no longer here, future generations will be able to read what they don't know today, because nobody's teaching them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of the beginning of this thing.
Well, and like you said, using the King James Bible, and I'm glad you used that. That's what our church uses all the time anyways. But it is so foundational. I was showing this, we were talking about it at church tonight, and I said, really, what you've got in one volume, and a very attractively produced volume, I might add, you have America's founding documents, because really the principles articulated in the Declaration of Independence are rooted in the Bible. And of course, if it weren't for the Declaration of Independence, we wouldn't have the Constitution or the Bill of Rights, would we? So
That's correct. That's
yeah.
absolutely right.
So you've got America's founding documents here, and you mentioned Lee Greenwood. There's a little insert in there, a handwritten, obviously it's printed, but it's a handwritten, it's the first verse, I believe, of Lee Greenwood's song, God Bless the USA, which...
Well, it's actually the chorus to the song.
Or the chorus, okay, that's right. Yeah, I'm just looking at it now. Yeah. You're right, the chorus.
Yeah, it's the chorus to the song, and Lee has been such a patriot, and every president, I mean, since Reagan, has had Lee in attendance at different events performing the song. And then, sadly, this year, our current president decided to remove Lee from the National Endowment for the Arts. Now, Lee had been on that for a long time.
Yeah.
And out of the blue, our current president decided that Lee did not need to be part of the National Endowment, and they removed him.
That's a shame. I think we have Michael back with us. Michael, are you there?
I am here now, Al.
All right. We had a little trouble there, but we were talking with Hugh Kirkpatrick in Nashville and Michael Goldstein in Arizona. You're near Phoenix, right?
Yes. Well, it's all part of Metro Phoenix.
Yeah. So you're in the Phoenix area there. And we're talking about the God Bless the USA Bible. And Hugh was sharing some of how it came together. And Michael, you've been on the program with us in the past when you used to live here in northeastern Ohio. And I'm sure a lot of people are thinking, okay, I know Michael Goldstein. And I remember his wife, Beverly, when she ran for Congress here in, what was it, the 13th District, wasn't it, at the time? 11th district.
11th.
That's right. They've changed us around. I'm no longer in that district, thankfully. But and she had run, and you folks have been on the program with us over the years for different things. And certainly, some people are wondering, well, how did you get involved in this? And what would you like to share about that?
You and I have a mutual friend in Nashville,
mm-hmm.
and she put us together. She ran the idea of the Bible, this particular version of the Bible, before me, and I was intrigued by it. I thought it would be very interesting, and Hugh sent me a copy, and I looked through it. I thought it was certainly physically, it's a very prepossessing document.
And mm-hmm.
It's very nice, and I think the internal construction of it is good. And I've been doing what you a little research here in Arizona
mm-hmm.
among my group of friends that we have, and mostly Christians, some Catholics, and some pastors, and calling some of the pastors I know to see what they think about this. And I got various reactions, actually good reactions, people who actually explained to me what would probably be the feelings of various people about this Bible. He thinks some people would not want to see anything but the scripture, and that anything added on at the end would be inappropriate. I've come to learn that many editions of the Bible have various
yes.
things appended at the end, including commentary on it,
mm-hmm.
those sorts of things, and family document, whatever. There are a lot of things. But other people would, the pastors tell me that some people would be unhappy because it's an attempt to canonize the American foundational documents, and that's inappropriate. Well, I don't think it's that at all. It's just there for your information at the end. And I think the way you integrated it, Pastor Al, was exactly right, the Bible being one of the founding documents of the United States.
Right. And, you know, and in regards to things being appended to the back, I have a Bible in the studio with me right now. You can hear the pages rustling there. And at the end of it, in addition to having a whole appendix dealing with the Old English endings that you find in the King James Version, you know, the ST and the TH endings and EST endings and all that. It has an entire short book that's added back there called An Urgent Plea for Christian Fervency in These Last Days and a Defense of the Authorized King James Bible by Pastor S.H. Toh of Singapore. And it's got other helps and things. I've got a Bible I got a couple of Bibles, big leather-bound ones from the 1800s, and some of them have all kinds of things in the back, things that are put there not to canonize them, and not to say that this is Scripture in any way, shape, or form, but simply things to help, like you pointed out, concordances and various things dealing with subjects and all, and where to find verses that relate to those subjects and other commentaries on things that are in the Bible, not to compete with the Bible, but to aid the owner of that particular copy of the Bible in understanding and appreciating the Bible. And like I said, when we were talking earlier, to me, this volume you hold in your hand, America's Foundational Documents, the King James Bible, the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution of the United States, and the Bill of Rights. And there's other things in there too, of course, the Pledge of Allegiance and all as well. But this is a reminder to me as a pastor of the Christian heritage that we have in this country. In fact, I was telling about this to somebody not too long ago, and they said, you know, that would be something to get as a gift to give to somebody who's newly elected to public office. And I thought to myself, that's a great idea. It'd hopefully remind them of where their role, you know, is found and the basis for it that's found in these documents.
Well, yes, I agree. And I was also given the advice that this Bible would be of great interest to people who describe themselves both as Christians and patriots.
Right.
Which makes perfect sense. I was introduced by these folks into the term Christian nationalism,
mm-hmm.
Which I have a feeling is just a construct of the political opposition to people who like the Bible and read the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And it's to demon. I think it's to demonize Christians.
Oh yeah,
people who say that. So I don't believe for a minute that there is any significant number of people who are looking to make this country into a Christian theocracy.
No,
that isn't the point at all.
Exactly.
So, and I think most Christians, their fears should be allayed if they're concerned about something like that, or non-Christians who might be concerned about that. That's not the object at all.
Right. And like I said, it to me, it serves as a very visual reminder of how we got the country that we have today and the freedoms that we enjoy, whether Christian or not Christian, like you said.
Right.
So, and of course, we're talking about the God Bless the USA Bible, and I do want to thank Michael Goldstein, our guest, and Hugh Kirkpatrick, our guest, who are talking about this, for providing me with a copy of this. And I want to point out that we had discussed, Michael and I had discussed talking about this on the radio before I ever opened up a package in the mail recently and found a copy of this. This is, I want to thank you guys for sending it to me, but whether or not you had sent me one, I still want to talk about this because I do think it is a phenomenal volume that you put together, a real encouragement to people. There's a movement, I believe, to separate between our Christian foundations and our conservative principles in the conservative movement. And I think this volume, the God Bless the USA Bible, really helps show that they belong together. And if somebody is looking at maybe getting a copy of this, what would they do?
You want to talk about that?
Sure. I'll be happy to. There's two ways. One, you can go to God Bless the USA Bible. So just remember the song that is famous, God Bless USA, addtheWordBible.com, and that's our website.
Mm-hmm.
You can only buy it on our website. Well, now you can also go to LeeGreenwood.com, and it's there as well. Same place, same Bible, but you cannot buy it in a retail store because this is 100% made in America. There's no Chinese. There's nothing out of China.
Mm-hmm.
So if it had anything to do with China, which we could have got it cheaper, we could have got it faster, but we said, no, this is going to be made in America. In fact, we had it, some people stopped this Bible from being produced for about 120 days, almost 4 months. When we first started, a petition was drawn up out of Utah to stop this from being printed. And the major publisher at the time that was going to print this decided that there was too much controversy and decided not to print it. And to say that was disappointing was, in a way, it bothered us, but we prayed about it. We kept going, and now, in hindsight, it was a blessing they didn't print it.
Mm-hmm.
I just won't say the name of the company, but the listener can look it up. The same major company prints the Satan Bible. Now, they print a lot of Bibles, a lot of holy Bibles. They print a lot of holy Bibles.
Yeah.
But they also print a satanic Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And so we didn't know that at the time. And so once they bowed out of the production, it shocked us a little, but then we found that was probably the best thing that ever happened. So we got to keep it in America. We have great Christian people involved. And like I said, it's just GodBlessTheUSABible.com. It's people are ordering it by the thousands. Christmas is coming. It is probably the best, most perfect gift you could give to someone. They'll never forget what they got that Christmas. And when we're all passed away and gone on, that Bible will still be there.
Right.
And a lot of people don't know this, Pastor Al. There's a movement coming that to digitize every Bible in the future,
mm-hmm.
and to do away with the printed word. It'll be part, from what we've been told, part of a green energy program to that all people who have Bibles or who want Bibles have them. And if you're a young person, go to your grandparents and get one of their 20 Bibles that are somewhere in their house. and we don't need to print anymore because we're killing too many trees. But if they digitize it, that means they can edit it.
Oh yeah.
So we just
they can
we
edit
decided
it,
to,
and they can take it away.
Yeah, they can prevent you from looking at it
completely.
That's correct.
You've read too much Bible for the year. You're cut off for that.
Okay. We do a lot of research. We look at what Pew Research looks at.
Mm-hmm.
We study all the groups that survey Christians from what's going on, and it's interesting. We're finding that through our sales, we are hoping and praying that parents and grandparents will get these for their grandkids and their children, because the schools aren't teaching it. And in fact, in some places, you're not even allowed to say a prayer.
Right.
And so this was printed, and Lee and I spoke, and he said, "Hey, we've got to get this printed and get it out." You know, Lee just turned 80. He had a great birthday a couple weeks ago. And just being a super guy, and we just thought we should get it out to the public.
Well, I'm glad you did. And again, thank you for sending me a copy. I'm looking at this and holding it right now. This is well done. This is something that, like I said, if you gave this to somebody, this is something that it's not, you know, I'm sure many of our listeners have seen these rather cheap printed in China Bibles that you get for a dollar or two at the dollar store, that you need a magnifying glass to read the print. I had several people, older people, looking at this today going, "I like the font. This is easy to read." And I think you did a superb job there.
Well, thank you. It's a large print on purpose. We wanted it to be big enough, and even the documents in the back are printed in a 11-point font, so that you can read them. We didn't use any of the old English cursive writing because, again, a lot of kids today aren't taught cursive writing. They don't know how to read it.
Mm-hmm.
So we printed everything so that anybody that can read a printed page can read everything between the covers.
Right.
And, it's doing well, and it's a great gift, and it's a great it looks great on the coffee table, and it's a conversation piece.
Yeah,
I do want to mention that when people order it online, if they put in the code Liberty, they get free shipping.
That's correct.
Oh,
which is important.
That's the code what? Liberty?
Liberty, Liberty.
And
there's a place to enter that, right?
Mm-hmm.
The order form?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Well, and again, you know, if somebody is looking for something. It's Christmas time, you know, we were talking about our program that's going to be on after Thanksgiving. You know, people call that Black Friday, you know, because of all the shopping that takes place. And then isn't Monday supposed to be, was it Digital Monday? Cyber Monday, that's it. And, hey, here's a great way to do it, huh? But why wait till Monday? People can check you out. They can go on this Monday rather than waiting until the following Monday and get a jump on this. I want to encourage people, if you're looking for a gift and maybe you want to give a Bible to somebody, maybe you got somebody who just graduated from program, you know, high school graduations obviously are a little off. You want to get something for that, but there are people who graduate from other things, you know, at different times, programs that they're involved in. I think this is a great gift for something like that, really, myself. So.
Absolutely.
And,
jump on top of mine.
Michael?
Go ahead, Mike. You got a small delay.
We have a lot of friends in Northeast Ohio, of course. When we left, we had a big going-away party, and a lot of our friends were at that. And many of them are Pastor Al's listeners.
Mm-hmm.
And I would urge all of our friends in Northern Ohio to take a look at this, and I would urge them to decide to buy it, because I think it'll be very good for their families and for their posterity. And one good thing about our friends in Cleveland, they're having a lot of children. So.
Mm-hmm.
Get one for each of them. But I'm glad to be a part of this. I wouldn't call it a movement, but of the fostering
mm-hmm.
of the information so that people can can look at this and purchase it, because I think it's an important document.
Right. And I like the fact that it's all made in the United States, and I'm going to say printed on American trees. How about that, you know? and talk about, you know, the printing. I'm glad you mentioned about, Hugh, you were mentioning about the move to print or do everything digital. I had not heard that it was that far along, you know, what they're doing, but this is something that I've encouraged our people in our church, I've encouraged people over the air, is to get Bibles and have them on hand, because, you know, something happens. It's good to leave Bibles behind, isn't it?
And, well, absolutely. That's what we're seeing from so many people. That we had a lady yesterday, she ordered 15 for one of each person in her lineage of grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had another person that ordered 50, that was going to be Christmas gifts for their Sunday school class.
Wow,
so
that's going to be.
It's amazing. When Mike Huckabee, Governor Huckabee, got one of these, he said, "This is a pastor's Bible." He said, "The weight, the thickness, the softness of the cover." He said, "I can take it anywhere."
Yes.
So it's perfect in the car, it's perfect at the pulpit, it's perfect in the pew, it's perfect in the living room.
Mm-hmm.
Wherever, and it doesn't weigh 50 pounds. I mean, it's 1 inch thick, and it's 6.5 by 9.5 in its size. And we did a lot of research before we had it made to those dimensions, and people love it.
And, you know, you bring up the size and everything. I've got two other Bibles that I usually bring with me when I'm in the studio here. And the one Bible, which is my main Bible that I use at church and on the radio, is the same dimensions. It's actually the same dimensions, except that it's thicker because it's got some other things and a wide margin and all that. But one of the reasons I have the one that I use in the pulpit all the time is because of those dimensions. It's not so big. The other Bible that's sitting here is a bit larger in size in terms of its width and everything. And it's a little more difficult to carry around, but I keep it because I have notes and stuff in it. But, you know, I agree with Governor Huckabee. This is a Bible that, you know, you can use, you can carry. You can take this with you if you're going on a visit somewhere. And not only that, this is one that I think you could leave behind if you wanted to leave one with somebody to encourage them and to be a help. But, yeah, I just noticed it comparing them side by side in the studio. The dimensions, other than the thickness, are the same as the one that I use mostly in the pulpit.
Right. Well, it also is good, too, Pastor Al. It lays flat. A lot of people don't realize that when you're reading a Bible, this one lays flat when it's open.
Yes,
so
I see that.
It's just a very, very good resource to help our children learn and know truth. This world we're in is hitting them with everything, like you mentioned earlier in your first hour, drag shows and every kind of vile thing. And somebody has got to help our children and our grandchildren know what happened. I mean, I was studying a book I was talking to Mike about, and it was called The Rise and Fall of Empires.
Mm-hmm.
And it was talking about Egypt, Greece, Rome, what happened to those world empires and what happened when they fell. And there was like 7 or 8 different stages that happened right before their fall. America is at like 6 or 7.
Right.
When you start accepting the things that are an abomination to God, and you start making those acceptable and good, we're on a collision course for some things, and I just think we need this to hand off to, again, I don't know what's going to happen. I read Scripture, and I know what it says is going to happen, but I just hope that these things can be given and left behind to people that...
Right.
May not know.
Hey, we're coming up on our break here. I want to thank you, Hugh and Michael, for being with us today to talk about the God Bless the USA Bible. And what is that website again?
It's GodBlessTheUSABible.com or LeeGreenwood.com.
All right. Well, thank you. We've got a break coming up. Stay tuned. You're listening to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. I'm your Late Night Live host, Pastor Al Davis, pastor of the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio. I want to invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield. The Bible Baptist Church meets at 4174 Wheatley Road, Suite 200 in Richfield, midway between Akron and Cleveland, just off both Interstate 77 and Interstate 271. The Bible Baptist Church meets each Sunday morning for Bible study at 10 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., and evening worship at 6 p.m. The Bible Baptist Church also meets each Friday night at 7 p.m. for an informal Bible study where you get to bring the questions, just like on Late Night Live with Pastor Al. Even if we don't see you at the Bible Baptist Church, we want to see you in heaven. Jesus says in the Bible, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Why? Well, because the Bible says there is none righteous, no, not one. We are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The Bible also says, "Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. But God commended his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him." And so the Bible says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, "Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." I like that. Whosoever, that means you. If this show has been a blessing to you, why not let us know? You can contact us by writing to Pastor Al Davis at Post Office Box 452, Richfield, Ohio, 44286. Our email address is pastoral@maplenoel.us. You can also visit our website at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. Or you can call us at 330-659-6561. We'd love to hear from you, but now let's get back to our program. Well, welcome back. You're listening to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. I hope you'll stick with us until midnight. We'll be on until midnight. And, of course, I'm your host, Pastor Al Davis. I'm pastor of the Richfield Bible Baptist Church here in northeastern Ohio. But even if you're not in northeastern Ohio, where we're at, we certainly welcome you listening to our program tonight, and we've had an interesting discussion in the last half hour about the God Bless the USA Bible, a special edition King James Bible. We'll be talking a little bit more about that here, and also we can open up our phone lines too. Our toll-free number is 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673, and of course you can find out more about us online at livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com, and if you go there, you can link to our home church, Richfield Bible Baptist Church, and you can also read some of the different articles and things that I have listed there, and you can listen to past programs as well as our Friday afternoon programs, and just different things that hopefully you'll enjoy, all at livewithpastoral.com. And in the last half hour, I had Michael Goldstein calling in from the Phoenix area, Phoenix, Arizona, and he had to go, but Hugh Kirkpatrick calling in from Nashville, Tennessee, and we were talking about the God Bless the USA Bible, which is available, and I've got one in my hands right now, and Hugh Kirkpatrick is still with us. And Hugh, I want to thank you for being able to stick around. It's just been such a fascinating thing to look at this, and if anybody wants to call in, and maybe they got a question for you about this. Sure. But we were talking about how this came to be, and what you went through in order to publish this, made completely in America. And a verse came to my mind in the break in Psalm 68:11. The Lord gave the word. Great was the company of those that published it. And I do want to thank you and commend you for making this available. I mean, it's you know, Christmas is coming. It's a great gift for Christmas. It's a great gift for graduations. It's a great gift for any number of situations. But welcome. Thank you for staying on for a little while extra.
Well, you're welcome. We've had people order it for everything from, like I said, gifts to a newborn baby to a birth, an anniversary, a wedding. Just things to make sure that word gets into the hands of people so that they have something that they can fight the battle with. I mean, I feel like a soldier for mm-hmm. Christ. I have full armor of God. So I don't back down easy. So when they told me I couldn't print it or they weren't going to let me print it, that just gave us even that much more fire to make sure we got this out there. And people are, I mean, they love it. And so, yeah, I'm happy to address any part of it or any questions about it. And, I'm on standby. I'm here.
Well, and I'm glad, like I said, originally we were just doing the first half hour, but, we got some time. And if anybody wants to call in and ask some questions about it, we'd love to have you. You can call us at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673. I was just in Washington, D.C. on Veterans Day, where we were celebrating the addition of President Franklin Delano Roosevelt when he revealed to the world that the D-Day invasion, was underway. He did it by way of a prayer. And the World War II Memorial in Washington, D.C., which I think is a fantastic, very well laid out, fantastic memorial. But there's no mention of God in it at all. In fact, there's one section of a wall, and I tell people we have a wall in our auditorium at church that has a whiteboard on it, and I said the inscription is in the area where the whiteboard is, and the rest of the wall is blank, and they left off the last four words, "So help us God," and they said they left them off because there wasn't enough room. They didn't want the reference to God on there, but now it's underway, and it's a part of the World War II Memorial, the Circle of Remembrance on the Atlantic side, and it should be completed in mid-December. But we went there on Veterans Day, and just looking at the other monuments. We were at the Lincoln Memorial and, of course, the Vietnam Memorial, the Korean War Memorial. I did not have the opportunity to go over, but a number of our group went over to the Jefferson Memorial. And just all throughout Washington, you see Bible verses and references to God, a reminder of our Christian heritage. And to me, this volume that you've come together with, the King James Bible, along with the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, representing America's founding documents, it's a good reminder of where our nation comes from, isn't it?
Well, absolutely. And like I said earlier, once we started asking people, I mean, all age ranges, all demographics, had they read these documents? And the overwhelming majority was no. And I asked, why? Why haven't you read them? And they said, well, it's too hard to read. I can see the picture under glass. I just don't have the time. The font, the print's too small. We tried to address all that and make this where not only can you have scripture, but then when you read the Declaration and you can cross-reference back, mm-hmm. understanding that that came from the Holy Bible,
right?
Not from any other religious text. And it just seemed like the thing to do. And We just wanted to make sure, again, like I said, that it passes on to future generations, and we think it will. So yes, it's something that people are really, really enjoying once they have it.
Absolutely. And I related in the last half hour that I was sharing this with somebody, a friend, and she had commented, this would be something great to give to somebody that's elected to political office. And I thought, you know, talking about the prayer project there and the ceremony that we were in on Veterans Day for the addition of Roosevelt's prayer, the organization behind that, many of our viewers or our listeners are aware of, is the Ohio Christian Alliance with Chris Long as a director there in Christian Alliance of America. And, you know, they spearheaded this. But one of the things that they've done for years is here in Ohio at the State House in Columbus, they present a framed plaque of the Ten Commandments to newly elected state senators, newly elected state representatives, and not, you know, somebody who's, you know, been there for a while, but, you know, somebody who's new. They get, you know, we get new people in every once in a while, and try and give a copy of the Ten Commandments. Now, some of them, I'm sure that after, you know, the leave the office, that they get filed behind a cabinet somewhere, never to be seen again. But there are some of these offices down in Columbus at the State House where you go in, and you'll see the Ten Commandments hanging up on the wall in the office, proudly displayed, and it's a reminder to everybody that enters in and in doing business in that office with that senator, that representative, that here's an acknowledgement of God who gave us our freedoms. And I was thinking, this book is designed in such a fashion, this could literally be sitting on a table in there, or on the you know, where it's displayed, where it also, like the Ten Commandments on the wall, would serve as a visual reminder to people who come into those offices of what America was founded on. What do you think about that?
Well, that's absolutely correct. We actually have several, I won't mention their names right now, but several governors have requested copies. We have several state senators, congressmen, congresspeople have requested copies. So in order for them to have access to this, but they're limited supply because we didn't make, you know, 100,000 of these and have them in a warehouse. We just couldn't do it. So we try to make them to order. And so all of a sudden we started getting just overwhelmed with orders. And it's been great. But yes, any political person in political office or that is pro-America, pro-Constitution, and will stand for those foundational ideals absolutely should have one of these. And because, sadly, we found out that a lot of people, they'll say, you know, I'll ask them, do you have a Bible? And yeah. And I'll ask them, where is it? And they don't know. It's got buried somewhere, or it's in a drawer. And I'm like, okay. But yes, anybody that is pro-America, that is pro-gospel, pro-God, that believes what that Bible says, this is a great thing to have. And hand it to somebody. If you've got six Bibles or five, I suggest getting one of these and giving it away. It's a great gift, and we have a lot of people asking for it, especially in the conservative circles.
And another thing I thought about this, I was working on a project on my own, and in the course of it, I was reviewing some quotes about our law and where our laws come from. And William Blackstone, who had the famous commentaries on English common law, that really was used in law schools in this country all the way up in into the 1800s, I think past the Civil War, it was routinely used. And Blackstone, in talking about the laws that we have, he said it is binding all over the globe, or over the globe in all countries. And at all times, no human laws are of any validity if contrary to this, meaning the Bible, and such of them are valid, derive all their force and all their authority immediately from this original. The doctrines thus delivered we call the revealed divine law, and they are found only in the Holy Scriptures. And that echoes what we were talking about how the Declaration of Independence is rooted in the Bible, and of course the Constitution as well. And I think that that's one thing that this effectively shows us. Somebody pointed out at church today when we were looking at this that it's in the right order too. The Bible, then the Declaration of Independence, then the Constitution and the Bill of Rights.
Well, that's correct. We had a lot of it was asked of Lee Greenwood at the beginning of this if he would put his signature at the beginning of the Bible, and he was absolutely against that. And he said, "This is about Jesus Christ and the Holy Scripture. This is about Lee Greenwood. This is about." And so, but he did not want to have anything on the cover or that was about Lee Greenwood. He wanted it to be about the foundational documents of America and the Holy Scripture, and that's in the order we put it in. And, yeah, like I said, everybody's been very pleased with it.
Yeah, and like you said, it has the chorus to God Bless the USA, handwritten by Lee Greenwood. And I like how it serves as a divider so that when you get to the end of Revelation chapter 22, there's no confusion. It's very clear there's a division here. It's a nice colorful page. It contrasts with the black and white on the page before it. And from there you go directly into, like you said, the Bill of Rights or the Declaration of Independence and all of that. And actually, though we haven't mentioned it as much, it concludes with the Pledge of Allegiance, and then there's a series of pages where people can write their own notes or some things. Maybe you've seen this before, but I've been around some churches where there are a lot of people who like to get the autographs of different missionaries and pastors and evangelists that they meet, or they listen to the sermon or something, and they like to get an autograph from them, or maybe they all write down in the back of their Bible or something a quote or something that they heard during a message or something, and certainly that provides a nice place to do that. So very well done.
Well, thank you very much. And again, it's an opportunity that we took. When we have people like you that will help us get the word out, there's been a lot of people that have expressed interest. And so soon you'll see us on things. We were on Newsmax a couple of nights ago. Lee has been very on Newsmax, on Good Morning America, on Fox, and just wherever the people will allow us to be and spread this word. It's doing very well, and we just thank you that there's people out there like you that will help us let your listening public know.
Well, and again, if somebody's listening and maybe they weren't listening in the last half hour and they want to know how they can get one of these, what can they do?
Well, I said in the last hour there was two things. They can go to GodBlessTheUSABible.com. That's a website. That's our site, and they can order there. Or they can go to LeeGreenwood.com, and Lee has a lot of other things on his site that are pro-America and pro-God. So, either way, GodBlessTheUSABible.com or LeeGreenwood.com.
I believe that Michael Goldstein, when he was on with us in the last half hour, said if they put, what was it, the word liberty, I believe it was?
Yes, sir. If they want to get free shipping on this, the word liberty will let us know that we ship it for free. And to a lot of people, there's a lot of people on fixed incomes. There's a lot of people that want to give it as a gift, and anything they can save. And we tried to keep the price low. I mean, we were told this Bible should sell for anywhere from $99 to $120. And, Lee was adamant that, no, we keep it as low as possible so that the majority of people could afford it.
Well, and actually, when I heard about this, I thought the price was much lower than what I expected to see as well. So, as somebody who consumes Bibles, as part of my role as a pastor, you go through them and you begin using them out, and you have to think about replacing it. And when you're looking, the cost factor sometimes, especially if you're on a budget, can be there. But for a lot of people, again, when you're looking for a good present for Christmas or graduation or something, excellent value, I think, for what you have.
Well, yeah, it's great. Believe it or not, we had to ship this in plain white boxes or plain brown boxes. We've actually had people destroy some of the product and some of the I'm just going to say when it left our fulfillment center and it never made it to the consumer, we had people that did not like the Bible and didn't want, so we had to, we decided to put it in just plain white boxes. And so when it shows up, so we got a lot, most everyone now has their product. And they're moving fine now. So,
right.
Yeah.
Well, again, I want to thank you for sending me one. I didn't expect it and certainly wasn't thinking about that when I was talking with Michael a few weeks ago. And I just got excited about what we have here because to me it's such a reminder of America's founding and that you cannot separate America's founding from the Word of God. And we see that under attack. And like you said, it's amazing that people would be so upset at this reminder that they would actually destroy these things in transit to prevent them from getting to people. It's just unbelievable.
It is unbelievable. It's very sad. We've had that happen. We've had situations where they've been stolen from people's porches and mailbox. And again, that may be just due to, just general theft. We don't know. But
yeah.
We know it's a spiritual battle. We knew that when our first publisher decided not to print, then our second publisher decided not to print. And so then we know that we, and so the way we looked at it, Pastor Al, was, if we're getting attacked and hit, then we're doing the right thing. We knew that we're going to have to bear a cross, and we did it. So it's there for the taking if people want it.
Right. Well, as they say, if you're not over the, you're not over the target, you're not taking flak. Yeah, my uncle was a tail gunner in World War II, and he had some stories about being shot at. And when you're over the target, you're going to get shot at. And I think you're over the target with this because, and I know we're talking about the God Bless America Bible that's available for people, but in the larger picture, the attack that we see in this country, and I had mentioned before, it just seems like there's an effort to divide conservatives from Christianity, from the Bible. I had somebody tell me recently that they were talking to somebody in one of the local or state-wide conservative movements here, and they were told, keep that personal religious views to yourself.
I'll tell you what's funny, Pastor Al. I'm in Nashville, Tennessee, so country music capital of the world, right? And it's amazing, a lot, and I'll probably get, some flack for saying this, but there's a lot of artists in Nashville that would not take a stand on this because it may offend a part of their listening audience or a part of their fan base. And so, Lee was adamant about getting this out there, and we just decided to look at scripture where you lukewarm does not work. So it's got to be, be hot or be cold. Let me be able to do something with you. But lukewarm is, so you're right. It was to try to separate and divide, a divide and conquer strategy, which on some levels has worked. But I just hope that there's enough people out there, and I believe there is, that will look at this and decide to do something with it, even if they get it and just hold on to it. I think there's a time coming. I'm not a prophet, but I think there's a time coming when they could be, and it sounds crazy to say, but Bibles could be banned in this country someday.
Well, it is the most banned book in the world.
That's absolutely correct.
There's parts of the world today, countries where you're not allowed to have a Bible.
That's right. That's right. And that's why we ask and hope that we can get these in as many hands as possible, because we just think there's a time coming that you may not be able to possess one legally. And I know that that's far-fetched, but I would have never believed a pandemic would have come to America, but it did.
Mm-hmm. And we are seeing stranger things, and probably going to see stranger yet as we're in these latter days. I know we got about 2 minutes or just over 2 minutes or so left in the program, but I was going to say something. I had mentioned it earlier. As a Christian, I look at that blessed hope that Paul wrote to Titus about in Titus 2:13, the blessed hope, to be caught up to be with the Lord in the air, as he also wrote to the Thessalonians in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, and I've told our people, and I've mentioned it on the radio, about having Bibles to leave behind, because if God does take us out of the world, who's going to produce Bibles? And then you brought up earlier in the program about how there's a movement to no longer print Bibles, but it'll all be digital. And I think this is a good resource. Whether it's this Bible or other Bibles, I think we ought to leave some behind. I really do.
Well, that's right. That's right. And the research showed, and again, you can look at Pew and some of the research, a lot of today's culture is reading and consuming their products online. They're not reading. So newspapers are falling.
Mm-hmm.
But the phone book is a thing of the past. Things
yes.
that were printed. I mean, think of a map. You now have a map on your phone. So things that were in print are fading away. And we just wanted to make sure that we'd left something behind for future generations.
Well, and if you look at it, people are worried about energy crisis and power grids failing and all of that. If everything is electronic and the power grid goes down or something happens and you just don't have access to it, unless you have something that's printed, what are you going to turn to? And the Word of God is there to give us comfort, to give us direction, most of all, to point us to Christ for salvation. And Hugh Kirkpatrick, I want to thank you for making this Bible available, the God Bless USA Bible. And again, how can people order that? I know we're running to the end of the program here real quick.
Yeah, I'll make it quick. It's GodBlessTheUSABible.com. or LeeGreenwood.com. Either one will take you to the same place, and we'll fulfill it. We ship every Monday, and Christmas is... So we've been told you need to get your orders in if you want them by Christmas within the next 2 weeks, so we can guarantee arrival before Christmas.
Well, Hugh Kirkpatrick, thank you, and encourage people to put Liberty down as the code to get free shipping. Thank you for being with us, and thank you for listening. God bless, and happy Thanksgiving.
You've been listening to Late Night Live with Pastor Al. To learn more about Pastor Al Davis and Late Night Live, visit our website, livewithpastoral.com. That's livewithpastoral.com. You can also listen to past programs and read articles on a variety of topics by Al Davis at livewithpastoral.com. Pastor Al Davis invites you to visit him at the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio, next Sunday morning at 11 a.m., next Sunday evening at 6 p.m., or you can join us for our Friday night Bible study from 7 to 9 p.m. The Bible Baptist Church meets at 4174 Wheatley Road, Suite 200 in Richfield every Sunday at 11 a.m., 6 p.m., and every Friday at 7. You can contact Pastor Al by writing Pastor Al Davis, Post Office Box 452, Richfield, Ohio 44286, or email Pastor Al at pastoral@maplenoel.us. And tune in every week for Late Night Live with Pastor Al, Sunday nights at 11 on this station. Late Night Live with Pastor Al is brought to you by the Bible Baptist Church in Richfield, Ohio.